IT is going to be a new dispensation from May 29, 2023, at the state level and June for our representatives at the National Assembly. The need to take on the responsibility of uplifting our rural communities and suburbs in Alamosho should take center stage. Over the years, successive administrations have contributed their quota to our development. Recently, Hon. Kehinde Joseph, who has once again been re-elected to the State House of Assembly, in giving his stewardship, outlined several road projects he attracted to Alamosho. It is encouraged that all representatives follow that same routine. Alamosho has, in this current Lagos state government regime, benefited a lot in terms of appointments and positions. But, if the dividends of these positions are not felt at the local level by the less privileged and less opportune people, what use is it? Therefore, there is a need for all leaders in Alamosho who have mouth to draw the attention of the federal and state governments to our areas, especially our roads in Egan, Ipaja, Ayobo, Ikotan, and other such like places. Constituency projects should not be cash gifts to party men but channeled towards people-oriented programs and projects that will directly affect the lives and livelihood of those who truly need it. Also, the LGAs and six LCDAs should contribute their quota. Together, let us make Alamosho a home for all, as our numbers and resources largely depend on residents, and if they leave our communities, we will all be affected in one way or another.